Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that we are not to walk in holiness to show how good we can be, but to encourage others to also walk in the Spirit. Now, follow along as we continue with that thought today. Our liberty is not to show ourselves, to show ourselves off in front of the others, nor is it in any way to exalt ourselves above others. Rather, it is to edify, build others up, and encourage others to walk in the Spirit. Therefore, Jesus told us in John 13, 34, and 35, a new commandment, I like that, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. Well, provoke unto love. Again, that word provoke has the idea of strongly urge. It has ing there in our text, which has the idea, when you see ing on at the end of a word in the Bible, many times it has the idea of to strongly urge in a continual way. So don't be wrongly urging one another in the things that pertain to the flesh. Therefore, don't envy those fleshly things of this life. Don't seek to gain by relying on the flesh and inventions of man in place of the Spirit of God for ministry and life. When we have a callousness to holiness and it begins to grow, we will suddenly allow more and more of the old man in. It is clear by this chapter that liberty is never by God applied to the flesh. It's always applied to the Spirit. And my friend, when you look at the fruit of the Spirit again in verses 22 and 23 of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, it'll never be unholy. It'll never be unrighteous. It'll always be 100% pure, holy, and righteous. And my friend, it will have nothing of the flesh in it. And by the way, it won't have tolerance nor compromise with evil. Someone has rightly said, God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. And that's true. But if you die without Christ, then his wrath will rightly be poured out upon you. My friend, I've spoken to Christians here these last few days about walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, to have allowed the fruit of the Spirit to be manifested in their lives. But you know, if you try to live like a Christian, that doesn't make you a Christian. You go to church, that doesn't make you a Christian, no more than living in a garage makes me a car. See, what we must realize is that the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. I'm recording this just a couple of days before Christmas here in 2015. I'm not sure when you're going to hear this, but I'm recording it right now here in our studio. And, you know, this could be something that, if you're hearing it, made the air, but maybe there are people that you know that have gone since Christmas. Even this preacher could be gone. We're all sinners. We're not compared one to another. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. God's glory is Jesus Christ. He was the perfect man without sin, without error. He never sinned one time. Why? That he might be a perfect sacrifice for our sin. We read in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin, it didn't say the wages of a big sin, didn't say the wages of a whole lot of sins, it just said for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, we've all sinned. You say, well, I'm not as bad as other people. Well, God didn't compare you to other people. He compares you to Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. The wages of sin, what we've earned, what we have coming toward us, is to go to hell. We spoke of Adam and Eve in this chapter. The Lord had told them, the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. They ate, and they were separated from God. And without a Savior, they would spend eternity in a place that was prepared for Satan and his angels, called hell, in the lake of fire. But God didn't want that for you. And yes, the wages of sin is death, and that is grim news, because we've all sinned. But the good news is, but the gift, same verse, Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, it's a gift. You don't earn it. You don't get good enough for it. You don't clean up your life so that God might save you. Oh, no. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 2:23 says that he bore our sins in his own body on the cross. Oh, yes. 1 John 2:2 says that he is the propitiation, that is the entire full payment for all of our sin for all time. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. That's why in Revelation 22:17, he says, whosoever will, let him come. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes from the Father but by me. We read in Acts 4:12, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Oh, yes, my friend. God loves you, and he paid the penalty for your sin through his Son, Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. However, 3 days later, he bodily rose up from the grave. So we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Why does he say the Lord Jesus? Lord speaks of his deity. He was God come in the flesh. God come in the flesh. That's who we worship at Christmas time. Remember, we say, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ was God with us. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity. Yes, 2,000 years ago, Jesus, who existed throughout eternity past, for God is the Spirit, left heaven, come to this earth and took on human flesh, and thereby became the physical Son of God. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He is deity, raised his humanity, meaning that he had accepted full payment for our sin, meaning that he rose up literally from the dead. And then he said, for with the heart, Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's not our own righteousness, but rather unto the righteousness of Christ. We believe that his righteousness in his humanity fulfilled all the law, fulfilled all righteousness, and therefore, if I'm in him, I'm accepted in the Beloved, the Bible says, accepted in Christ. And therefore, I give him my heart and life. I'm trusting him and him alone for my eternal salvation. If I say him and the church, him and my works, him and another religion, no. Christ said only him. Only. And so, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. That is, you're saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I don't deserve to be saved, but please save my soul. Please give me everlasting life, and he will. For whosoever, he says in Romans 10:13, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, realize, you can't save yourself. You can't be good enough to deserve heaven, that you need a Savior. Realizing that Jesus paid your penalty in full on the cross, died and was buried and rose from the dead, you give him your heart and life right now. You say, okay, Lord, my being, my life is in your hands. You're God, I'm servant. You're Lord, I'm servant. You're Father, I'm child. You do with my life what you have determined to do. I'm trusting you for my eternal life. And he says, if you come to him, he in no wise cast you out. John 6:37. He said, for whosoever, one day I could put my name in there, for if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom shall be saved. And you know what? I did that. And you can do that right now, right where you are. You may be driving down the road. You don't have to close your eyes, of course, but you can pray this prayer right where you are, right now, wherever you are. Would you do this? You're not sure that if you died that you'd go to heaven. And you'd like to ask the Lord to be your Savior right now, and you want to give him your heart and life right now. Would you pray this? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. I believe that he died on the cross for all my sin. And 3 days later, bodily rose from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? I would like to give you some helps to go along with that. We've got the booklet building blocks that you could have. We also have other helps on our website. And write us, let us know. It'll rejoice our heart here. You're not ashamed of it. The Bible says he that believeth would not be ashamed. So let us know. And then also, if you belong to a good Bible preaching church, let the pastor know the decision you made. If not, look in your yellow pages or check the internet for churches, fundamental, independent Baptists in your area. Make sure they use this good old King James Bible and ask them about the next step that you need to make. Well, I see that our time is up now. Join us next time when we start in the Galatians chapter 6. And my friend, please ask others to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible stands. Bible.